if something bad happens, take a moment to remember that it doesn't really matter in the long term and go about your day.
Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. All right, so welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, I have a special guest. It is my son, Ezekiel. I know that if you've been following along on my podcast, you have seen him, well, sort of seen him. He doesn't want to be on camera, so he was on that guest as a guest that day, and today he is also a guest, and I'm so excited because he was pivotal in kind of a not really traumatic moment for me, but kind of a stressful moment for me. But today I am titling my podcast and the devotion, Three Star Review, and we are on day 111, and today is April 21st. And if you are following along and reading the Bible through in a year, you know that we are actually on the H's. We are still on the H's, and we are starting Hebrews. And today's morning rinse is Hebrews 1 through 3. And the featured verse is Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. So I'm going to share a story. One day my phone vibrated in my pocket and it was notifying me of this message coming through. And I pulled my phone out and I looked down, and what came across my screen literally sent my heart rate from just a calm, normal level to this heightened panic almost. And the message that came across my phone said, Brittany has given a 3-star review. I thought to myself, like, what? And I literally remember saying that out loud. I was like, what? And so basically one of my businesses is renting out my basement as a short-term rental. And through various hosting platforms, we rent it out. It's on Airbnb and VRBO. And in the very first year of allowing guests to come into my basement and rent out this private space, not one person has had any issues. And in fact, all of them have given me a 5-star review until this specific day. And in fact, all of my other reviews were raving, and I work really hard to make everything, you know, comfortable for people and to get feedback that, you know, if somebody was not happy with my services, then, you know, that just never had happened. And as soon as I got this message, I immediately went into this defensive mode. And the reason for her 3-star review was unmerited. And of course, I addressed this unfair ranking in my reply back to her. However, it did not change the fact that her rating was just not connected to my normal hosting profile, which was 5-star reviews. And in fact, I started feeling myself having ill feelings towards this specific individual for being so unfair. And the reason why I brought Ezekiel on today is because he was like my go-to person on that day, because she had accused me of coming down into this private space and meshing with the things and straightening it up while she wasn't there. And it's so vital to never be accusatory to other people, even if something appears out of the ordinary. So anyway, in my heart state of this heaviness, I went up to my son in his room, Ezekiel, and I started complaining to him about this 3-star review. Do you remember that day, Ezekiel?
Yes.
He says yes. I literally, I could feel my heart battling this sin of bitterness towards this woman that I had never even met before. And yet my son became an example of today's featured verse. Now, I'm going to read the featured verse again, and it'll bring back, kind of some perspective. So that featured verse is, "But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulnesses of sin." I don't know if you remember, Ezekiel, but the answer when I was sharing with you, you totally changed my perspective. Your first question after hearing all of my complaints and my seeing my panic and stuff is you turned to me and you said, "Mom, what is your average score right now?" And I remember still being a little irritated, and I answered you back and I said that it was like a 4.9 instead of my wonderful 5-star average. And you replied back and said, "Mom, that's a good thing." And you said, "Anytime I see someone rating it as a 5-star, I think it's actually a bot. And this will make your profile actually look better." And you, Ezekiel, you went on to say some other things to help my heart. And by this time in our conversation, and when the conversation got over, you had encouraged me so much that my hard heart towards this girl named Brittany had softened. Since receiving that 3-star review, I realized there will always be people around us ready to give us unfair assessments, whether it be how we serve people or even our character. And the reason why I wanted you on here is because you have a natural gift of encouraging people. And I don't even know if you know that you do it, but when people around you are in this kind of heightened panic stage and they're looking at kind of the negative, you have this kind of gift towards encouraging people, and you live out this verse. And I liken it, and I'm just like, if somebody, does something to where that they give you an unfair rating or they or need encouragement, I'm always reminded, be like Ezekiel and encourage the hard heart away. And I wanted to just kind of talk to you a little bit, whether it be about that specific moment or when other times, whether it's me or other people in the, the family or your friends or whatever, when they come to you and might be looking at kind of more of a negative perspective, what makes you or how do you feel, when you're encouraging people? And, in that moment, it was my 3-star review, and that's why I wrote about it, is how you encouraged people, so that you encouraged me enough to where that it encouraged my hard heart away. And do you ever notice that you're doing that from a natural perspective?
I don't really notice anything particular.
How do you feel, like how do you know that you're encouraging people? And how would you encourage the audience who's listening to this to take that mindset and encourage someone's hard heart away? Would you, how would you encourage people to do that?
Just having a realistic approach to situations, like with the 5-star review, out of however many people you had, 1 3-star doesn't really do much, and for a large portion of issues that come up in your day, usually they don't really have a large impact in the rest of your day. I know there's a popular quote, I don't remember who it's by or the exact verbiage of it, but it's something along the lines, it's not really a quote, it's more of a story, but if you have it's a little over $1,000 and you drop $1 and you lose it, are you gonna let that the rest are you gonna let that ruin the rest of your day?
Probably not.
Exactly. If something bad happens and over the course of a minute it ruins something and you let that ruin the rest of your day, when you still have, it's 1,440. You have 1,440 minutes in a day, and if you let 1 minute out of that ruin the rest of them, that doesn't really make sense. Yes, bad stuff can happen, but if you drop $1 out of 1,440, you still have $1,439 left. You still have 1,439 minutes left of your day. And so letting one small thing ruin the rest of your day, it doesn't make much sense. And similar thing with the 3 stars. If that small thing out of the, we'll say hundreds, because I have no idea the exact number of people that have been in your basement, but we'll say out of 100 people, one of them gives you a bad review, you still have a 99% success rate when it comes to hosting. And letting that one bad review ruin the rest of your day or week doesn't make much sense compared to the 99 that could have been making your week better.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying, and it's so that perspective is so cool as well with those numbers that you gave, because it kind of, in a sense, you can turn that into, like, these are how many people that were in my basement versus the one that said something negative. And I would imagine that we as humans probably tend to focus on the negative, or that 3-star review per se, versus focusing on all of the good things that are going on in our lives. And like you said, it makes no sense to let that one person ruin your day. And yet we do that a lot, right? And I think that that's where the body of Christ comes into play, because this featured verse, talks about encouraging one another and helping people to remember the fact that we can't let just like one person or one thing move us in, or help, or force us to spiral into this negative, mindset, I guess. And I guess it is really a mindset. I think that that's really cool because of just being in a position, and I guess then that's also the part where we need to be ourselves in a good place, and in a good place, both emotionally as well as spiritually, so that we can be somebody to encourage others when they're having that rough day. Because I know we all have rough days, but when we encourage people, it pulls us out of the deceitfulness of sin, and having a hard heart towards somebody is sin, you know? Do you have any other thoughts as far as that perspective goes, like just encouraging people and making sure that we don't fall into a situation to where we let that person or that situation rule our soul? In a way.
Just be conscious of things that happen that would be conscious of the state you're in whenever bad things do happen, and just account for them when you're going about your day. If something bad happens, take a moment to remember that it doesn't really matter in the long term and go about your day.
So when you say be conscious about where we're at, you're meaning like being conscious about where we are at emotionally, right?
Yes.
And then when you were saying take a break, like if we're not doing a great, if we're not feeling real good, and we're consciously letting the thing or the person kind of take control over our attitude or whatever, that's what you mean by taking a break, right?
Yes.
How do you take breaks?
I don't know.
You don't know. Well, I know one thing. You do. You work out almost every day,
Yeah.
and in a way, that's kind of guiding it towards health. And when you work out, I would imagine that in and of itself helps your mindset and your mental health, and it keeps, probably it does in a sense remove you from the stresses of life, and it helps you to kind of reset and take a break from the stresses, I would think. So working out would be one way, right?
Yeah, I'd say that's true.
I know Haley, your older sister, she reads a lot. So that would be another way to take a break. So whatever way, I like what you're saying as far as making sure that you are conscious about your mindset and understanding that, there are going to be stresses that come along, whether it's ourselves or someone else. But if our mindset and where we are in life is in a good place, then we'll not only be able to handle the stresses of ourselves and our lives better, but we'll also be in a position to encourage others when they go through some hard, challenging times, right?
Yeah.
I think that that's a really good way to kind of close out, because every day on this podcast, I give challenges. And so today's challenge to dig deeper is to look for opportunities to encourage someone. I know that every single day we have those opportunities because we're around people every single day, whether it's on the phone or whether that's at the gym or whether that's with your family or whatever. If we look for opportunities to encourage someone, even if that person has a hard heart, we can always still encourage them with the fruits of the spirit: love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. If we can encourage them in those attributes and they're still getting a little bit of Christ in them, even if they have a hard heart. And so maybe today's challenge will be to look for opportunities to encourage someone and see what happens in it. And like I said, be an Ezekiel with my 3-star review. Yeah, so I loved your perspective of, just being conscious of your mindset, where you're at. And that's such a good piece of advice, Ezekiel.
Thank you.
And as you know, I end every single day with just encouraging people to reflect on the challenge of the day. And so today, if you are listening and you pull out your journal, just write down who crossed your path today who needed encouragement. Because obviously, if we ask God for opportunities, He's going to give them to us. And so, believing that today somebody crossed your path who needed encouragement, was it someone who, had a broken heart? Was it somebody who had a hard heart? Was it somebody who was going through some stressful things or people were talking bad about them? Write down the interaction, even if you don't see immediate change. And that's how we grow, is every single day we take these challenges and we put them to heart, because this is always how we make the Bible applicable for our lives. So I'm going to read the featured verse one more time, and hopefully it will get ingrained into everyone's spirit. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And so, anyway, I wanted to have you on here because you were a part of the story of my 3-star review. And the last time I had you on here, we talked, and then I wanted you on here another time because it was when we were talking about Ezekiel and the day that, I believe God gave me your name, and just how that in that moment God provided me with life. And I know that God's using you to bring others, life as well. I don't know if you remember, side note, when you were younger, you had just the funniest personality, but there were times where you would like say the wrong thing at the wrong moment in the wrong time, and it wasn't funny anymore. I was like, you know what? God's gonna use your humor, but we have to kind of teach you. And I don't know, you just blurt things out. Do you remember any of those moments where we would say, Ezekiel,
Little.
that was funny, but it was in the wrong time. But yeah, so I know you were busy during that podcast, and so I wanted to have you come back and just share a little bit more about how you encourage people and some of your insights. So thank you for coming today. And, you know, I know that people watching always enjoy hearing you and your insights because they're awesome. So thank you guys for listening. Tomorrow we will be back into some more of Hebrews. And so if you haven't got my devotional, be sure and click on the link in the show notes. And also, too, I have a journal there. And then you can join the Facebook group, Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, and share some of the stories that you have in your life. So until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.